Okay, now this is, yeah, I'm gonna sing John Henry, but well, I got this song from a boy called Dick Licker. He was a regular old steel driver. That's all he was. He was a steel driver, and he'd work on levee camp. He's just what you call a levee camp man. And he'd sing old corn songs, that's what you call them, see?
What you call
a corn song? Corn song, we call that in the cornfield, you know. People working in cornfield, they do them old cornfield hollers, you know? Like whole day and all like that, you know, cornfield. When I was, and then hooey and all such stuff as that. And so,
Did the people in the towns like those corn songs?
Sure, they like them, but you couldn't, you get too much of a holler. You can in town, you can't holler them. You had to be in the country. Can't holler a corn song in town because it's too much, you know. That lesson is inside. You can't walk on the street and go hollering, you know, because somebody, police or jack you up. So,
what kind of a guy was Dick Licker? Was he pretty mean?
Well, yeah, I know. He's a footy stealer. He wasn't mean. He's just a rogue. Well, Dick Licker would steal. I had to add him in there for stealing. He steals socks, anything. He steals nickel off your dead man's eye. He's the finest, you know. He was a big rogue, you know, a little petty thief, not getting nothing worth nothing, but just wasn't a pocketbook snatcher, but he just steals things. You lay it down, you don't see him, but he gonna pick it up, you know. That's what the kind of fella Dick Licker was, and he sang nothing but corn songs. He didn't sing blues and nothing. But one other song he sung was Bill Martin. He could sing Ella Speed and Bill Martin. That's right. He really could sing. And John Henry, see? And so he always sang John Henry. And John Henry, when he was a little boy, he weighed 20 pounds. He sat on his mama's knee. And he got some sideways. He was using a 9-pound hammer, and that boy could throw that hammer. John Henry, he was a steel driver. A little boy sat on his mama's knee, and he drove a 9-pound hammer low. Polly Ann says, and I'm driving steel for me. No, that's too high for me, see. And I'm driving steel for me. John Henry, he was a steel driver. And he drove all over this town. When he would find a man could start steel, John Henry would beat him down. John Henry would beat him down. When John Henry, he got sick and a bit, and he had the malaria fever, and this is what Sweet Paula Ann said, this is what Sweet Paula Ann said, when John Henry was sick in the bed, and he was a steel driving man. When John Henry couldn't go out on his job, Lord, Sweet Paula Ann drove steel like a man. Sweet Paula Ann drove steel like a man. John Henry, he said to his mother, and he said just before he died, and when I be laying down in my coffin, I want my hammer by my side. Put my hammer by my side. But I'm bound to tell everybody, he was a double-jointed man. And he drove a 9-pound hammer. And he drove it like a man, and he drove it like a man.